What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, November 20th, 2018, getting into the week here, 2 days away from Thanksgiving. And I imagine probably a lot of people are out there already traveling and to go visit with family and everything. And the rest of us are going to stay home on Thursday and use FaceTime and Skype and connect with the family that way. And already we're getting a warning as you get ready to make your Thanksgiving dinner. The CDC is saying to avoid romaine lettuce. Apparently, there's been a major E. coli outbreak literally all across the country. They don't know where it originated. So stick with the iceberg letter for your salads here. Anyway, we've got a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone. Put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions. Now, down in Florida, the recount is over, but already people are saying, what's going to happen when 2020 gets here? Are we going to see a repeat? Well, given that nothing was done to fix the system following 2000, Bush and Gore, I would say, yeah, unless some major, major changes are made, we're going to see a repeat. And that one judge who was involved in some of the litigiousness that was attendant on this recount mess was absolutely correct. We're a laughingstock to the rest of the world for the way our elections are being run. So a lot of people are justified in saying we can't let this happen again, and you shouldn't let it happen again. Now, the U.S. Department of Justice has declined to look into the altered election documents that were found in Florida, but the state office, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement and Office of Statewide Prosecution, have opened a criminal investigation into the allegations. Now, evidence reported to the Department of State suggests a possible effort by Democrats to have voters fix their ballots after the state's deadline in at least four counties. Now, as you know, Brenda Snipes has now resigned. She's got a very healthy pension from all of her years in government service. But you look back at this lady's career and you ask, how was it she kept her job? On election night, she reported 634,000 votes were cast. And then later on in the week said that there was actually 717,000. That means that Broward County Democrats found 83,000 votes in just 2 days. Snipes never explained how that happened. But over the years, Brenda Snipes has been accused of illegally destroying ballots, not mailing out absentee ballots, systemic breakdowns making it difficult for Floridians to cast votes, posting election results before the polls close, sued for leaving amendments off the ballots, did not notify voters their absentee ballots expired, having staffers campaign while on the clock, problems publishing the ballots, ballot stuffing, voters receiving defective ballots, piles of ballots cropped up way after Election Day, opening ballots in privates. Back in 2016, just days before the November election, Republicans sued Brenda Snipes for illegally opening thousands of mail-in ballots before the election without supervision. And in July of 2017, Snipes admitted in court non-citizens were voting in Broward County. How did this person keep her job for all that long? Now, out in California, there's another investigation that's been launched up. There have been arrests and indictments. Apparently, prosecutors are saying there was a vote fraud scheme in which the Skid Row homeless population were offered money and cigarettes in exchange for fake and forged signatures on ballot petitions and registration documents. And apparently, nine people have been charged with felony counts related to the offenses. And apparently the defendants were engaged in the solicitation of hundreds of false and forged signatures on state ballot petitions, offering homeless people a dollar or cigarettes for their participation. Now, unfortunately, the original Fox News article does not say if these are Republicans or Democrats. And I think that's a stunning oversight. I think we need to know who's doing this. And, of course, over at CNN, their political analyst, Kirsten Powers, is still catching static for her comment the other day that white women who voted for Trump are racists. You know, it's just impossible that they didn't like Hillary Clinton. So obviously they, you know, they had to be racist. Except that, wait a minute, I think Hillary Clinton is white. So I don't know where Kirsten Powers got this, you know, that white women who voted for Trump are racists. Hillary's white. Okay. Apparently, again, the courts are standing up against the president, and I think it's getting inappropriate. Apparently, Judge Timothy J. Kelly issued a temporary restraining order in the lawsuit filed by CNN against the president and his staff for revoking the White House press pass of Jim Acosta, supposedly for improperly touching a White House female intern. And CNN is being supported, amazingly enough, by Fox News, which is clearly shifting to the left under the new management of the Murdoch sons, both of whom are dyed-in-the-wool liberals. So apparently this Trump-appointed judge is ordering Trump to give Acosta back his press pass until the lawsuit is decided. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And boy, it was a bad day on the stock markets. More about that later in the show here. Now, as you know, it has been leaked or let slip or deliberately leaked, rather, that the United States does have some kind of sealed charge against Julian Assange. They want to bring him back to the United States and prosecute him under the Espionage Act. This is going to be very, very tricky, because it's going to be very hard to justify the prosecution of Julian Assange at the same time you're saying there's no need to prosecute Hillary Clinton. Former FBI Director James Comey got up on TV and went down an entire laundry list of Title 18 felony violations committed by Hillary Clinton. Then he said, we're not recommending charges because she didn't mean to do wrong, even though Title 18 does not require intent, as Trey Gowdy kept trying to remind him. So you have Hillary with all of her Title 18 violations, and you're going to bring Julian Assange back and prosecute him for leaking that, I assume this is about that chain gun video. It's going to be a hard sell that it's okay to let Hillary Clinton skate on espionage charges, but not Julian Assange. So, anyway, the Democratic Party, even though they are victorious in the House of Representatives, the infighting is definitely cranking up. And apparently there's a great deal of contention regarding Nancy Pelosi's desire to return to being Speaker of the House. And apparently more and more Democrats are coming forward to say absolutely no. They want a real change in Washington. And they're saying not only is that what they want, that's what the Democratic voters want. They want real change. They don't want to return to the status quo of the Democratic Party as it has been up until now. So apparently there is a letter that's circulating around saying that there needs to be change. The letter is signed by 12 incumbents, three incoming freshmen, one candidate, Ben McAdams of Utah, whose race has not yet been called. There's still a couple of races out there that are still too close to call here. So basically, you've got Nancy Pelosi of California, Steny Hoyer of Maryland, have led the House Democrats for 16 years. And for 12 years, they've been joined in the leadership triumvirate by Jim Clyburn of South Carolina. And by 2020's election, all three House leaders will be over 80 years of age. So the new incoming Democrats are saying this gerontocracy has gone on long enough, and it is time for some new blood, and I would agree. Now, Judicial Watch has come on out. They're looking at the possibility that Maxine Waters will now chair the House Financial Services Committee, and Judicial Watch is saying, no, when you consider her record and her long history of poor ethical and moral fitness, it's simply outrageous that Maxine Waters would be considered for the chair of the ultra-powerful House Financial Services Committee, which is jurisdiction over the country's banking system, economy, housing, and insurance. And as Judicial Watch is putting on out, Waters has been embroiled in numerous controversies. In fact, just a new one broke the other day, where there was a little bit of a pay-for-play deal going on during the campaign. Apparently, one of the big corrupt acts is a federal legislator was steering millions of federal bailout dollars to her husband's failing bank, One United. Waters allocated $12 million to the Massachusetts bank in which she and her board member husband held shares. One United subsequently got shut down by the government, and American taxpayers got stiffed for the millions of dollars. So, yeah, just another typical member of Congress here. I think the Democrats are starting to realize they've got a real wild card, or wild cat, if you will, with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Apparently, she is launching a plot to overthrow incumbent Democrats. This is being reported at the Gateway Pundit. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez basically was part of a conference call for the newly formed Justice Democrats. And this is a radical far-left group that's calling on supporters to start planning their campaigns against the current incumbent Democrats who they feel are not socialist enough. Now, that might actually help Trump in 2020. Apparently, Ocasio-Cortez is now out there complaining about the number of men in the Democratic Party and how there's too few people of color. So Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is basically declaring war on white Democrats. If you're a white Democrat, boy, you've got to go. I think Hillary Clinton is a white Democrat. For that matter, so is Bill Clinton here. But it's basically taking identity politics to a ridiculous extreme. And not that I'm a friend of the Democratic Party or anything, but Alexandria here is going to cause them a lot of harm here. So the Dementorcrats are definitely dealing with some internal structural issues, as it were. We keep hearing that polls are showing the leading contenders for Democratic nominee for 2020 are Bernie Sanders, and apparently another one is Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke. And they're waiting for O'Rourke to actually make a decision to formally decide if he's going to run for president in 2020. And apparently a lot of Democratic political donors are holding off supporting any other candidates until this decision comes on down. But what's really interesting is that Hillary is just not showing up on any of these polls. I think the Hillary fatigue has set in. The other day we were talking about how Hillary and Bill's conversation tour, book tour, where they were charging $700 a ticket for the front row seats. Nobody's showing up. Nobody's buying the tickets. And the word is they may just cancel the rest of it. And that was supposed to be Hillary getting a feel for public support for her run in 2020. And I guess she got the message. I guess she got the message. So that will be good. All right. Now, story coming on out of Zero Hedge, talking about gender world. And basically this article is talking about how with the defeat of Hillary, and certain other political setbacks, feminists are going back to a policy they had in the 1990s. No matter what happens, it's the fault of men. It's the evil patriarchy. All the sorrows of our life are basically the fault of the wicked white male patriarchy that must be defeated in order to usher in a wonderful world of female sharing and caring, which, by the way, did not happen back in the 1990s. As more and more women went into the corporate world, they proved to be utterly ruthless, especially to other women. But they're going on back to that. Men are being scapegoated. We saw it in the 1990s. We're seeing it again. You evil white males. I'm not evil. Okay, now with Whitaker serving as acting attorney general, despite efforts by the Democrats to pry him out of there and replace him with Rod Rosenstein, there is now a concern that there may actually finally be a real investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of the email server. So to try and offset that, Trump's detractors, Hillary's defenders, are basically recycling a story that came out in Newsweek about 14 months ago, where Newsweek was out there saying that Ivanka Trump was using a private email account. Ooh, horror of horrors. And they're basically trying to say, see, everybody does it. There's no need to investigate Hillary Clinton. Forgetting, of course, that Ivanka's private emails were sent from her personal account before she was appointed advisor to the president. And there are some serious distinctions regarding the two cases here. All right. First and foremost, of course, is the fact that Hillary had her own private server in her home. Ivanka didn't. She just used a private email account. Hillary Clinton was handling classified information. Ivanka was not. And Hillary Clinton, of course, deleted at least 33,000 emails that we know of. Ivanka Trump, in her capacity as advisor to the White House, has apparently complied with all of the federal records laws. And again, Hillary Clinton had classified information. Ivanka did not. The two cases are worlds apart. But the Hillary defenders are trying to say, see, it's equivalent. You know, if you're going to investigate Hillary, you have to investigate Ivanka. We need another special counsel investigating Ivanka Trump. So there's a lot of misinformation. And as a matter of fact, Donald Trump was just on TV, was talking before he heads down to Florida, and said, yeah, it's just more fake news. And in this case, he's right. It is. It's just fake news. They're trying to basically come up with anything to take the heat off of Hillary Clinton. And you and I and the rest of Rivero's Rangers, we need to keep the pressure on there. We can't allow any politician to just keep getting away with this kind of behavior. An example has to be made. And Hillary will do quite nicely. Okay. All right. So we're going to head on into the conflict zones because there are, unfortunately, sadly, so many of them. Over in Syria, once again, the Syrian Arab Army has uncovered a large cache of weapons left behind by the rebel forces in Daraa, consisting of U.S. and Israeli-made weapons. And alrighty, let's see. Got sound issues apparently. All right, hopefully that'll fix it. So they found more of these U.S. and Israeli-made weapons in Daraa. Now overnight, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the various war zones around the world. We're talking about Syria. And a lot of people have commented on the fact that ever since Syria took delivery of their new S-300 air defense systems, Israel has stopped flying into Syria and blowing stuff up. Of course, this makes Israel look really bad. And it may be the real reason for Avigdor Lieberman's resignation. So last night on social media, there were claims that Israel had carried out airstrikes over West Damascus. See, we are not afraid of the S-300s. We are invincible. Syria is saying, nope, didn't happen. No indications of any airstrikes, no explosions, no bombs, no bullets, no nothing. It's a bluff. Just another bluff. All right, let's take a phone call here from Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Maybe on a computer game they did the airstrike, but not in the real world.
Yep.
Walking into a wall, my friends. Don't try it. Mike, I just first thing I want to say is my condolences go out to the families of that sub from Argentina. That is not a way to go to die with that sub imploding. But see, you heard about right?
Yeah, I saw the photos of it, and judging by the way the propeller shaft was shot out of the sub, it's very reminiscent of the wreck of the Scorpion. where the entire sub just sort of telescopes onto itself, which actually is an almost instantaneous death, as opposed to simply settling on the bottom and having to asphyxiate, like happened with the Kursk. You know, first of all, my hat's off to anybody who serves on a submarine. It takes a lot of courage to be in that can. But if you're going to die in a submarine, going by implosion is nearly instantaneous.
And, Mike, do you know in Syria that the Russians use the Su-57 in a combat mission? I thought that was talked about a while ago, but now it's come out that they use the Su-57, which is that the new stealth fighter. Well, supposedly a stealth fighter, you know.
Yeah.
To a certain extent in a mission. I believe they're just training with, well, not training, but, you know, testing it out in Syria, because it is like, I guess, a battle/playground to test new weapons. You know, we do the same thing, I guess. But,
yes.
Mike, the deals that China is making, I want to switch over to China now. Like, you know, they're in Philippines. They're going to, like, build, like, this new railroad system over there. I mean, they're everywhere.
Yes.
I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, we're everywhere, too, but we're just bombing railroads and bridges, and we're not building anybody's hip. Mike, there was a time where us, the British Empire, we did those things.
Yeah.
We don't do those things anymore. And I
no,
don't think we're ever going to.
The United States built the Panama Canal. Who's building the new version? China.
I mean, you know, I hate to say this, but it is over. I mean, they're in the Philippines, they're in Africa, they're in, like, Singapore. Even Putin was in Singapore. He's making deals. They're opening a cultural center over there. They're doing the Turkey gas pipelines, which we talked about yesterday. I mean, things
yes.
are happening in the world. And, Mike, I'm going to leave you with one last thing when Trump ran, because you're going to talk about this later. We're in a big, fat, ugly bubble. He should have stuck to his guns, huh? I mean, he should have stuck to what he originally believed when he ran with the wars, with the stock market. Now it's going to be hard for him to reverse that, because they'll use that against him as a weapon. You know, they're going to blame him for this stock market correction crash. I don't know yet, but it's been going on for a couple of days now, and it's not good. You know, there's a momentum building on the bear market.
Yeah, there definitely is, especially after today. I imagine investors are getting very, very nervous. People are worried about their 401ks. I mean, the stock market's got to be feeling like a baby seal right about now. They just keep taking one clubbing after the next.
And the problem, like, you know, with Trump, he'll take credit for when it's good. Well, when it goes bad, he'll blame the Federal Reserve. Well, he blamed the Federal Reserve when he ran. He should have stuck to his original beliefs, but something happened when he got in. You know, he flipped on everything, and
yep.
I think it's gonna hurt him, the stock market. You know, but all right, Mike, have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're gonna let you go here. The phone lines are now open, and I don't see Trump being able to win in 2020. I mean, he's got 2 years. He could turn everything around in the next 2 years and go into 2020 with a lot of popular support. But right now, despite claims to the contrary, I don't think Trump's support is that solid, certainly among the people who worked hard to put him in office back in 2016. He's let us all down. He's let the independent media down. He's basically, he let down the people who wanted honest elections. All right, we're going to take another break here for commercials. Then we're going to come on back and talk about the war zones.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com, or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And apparently Senator Chuck Schumer is demanding an investigation into acting Attorney General Whitaker's contacts with the White House, which I imagine there's been a few. But this is just more harassment. Clearly, Schumer and his buddies, his cohorts, are afraid to have a real attorney general in charge of the Department of Justice. Okay. Back on April 4th, 2017, Reuters issued a news story that a chemical weapons watchdog had found sarin was used in an attack on Idlib, Syria. This is back in April 2017. They have only just now issued the correction to the story and say, no, no sarin, false alarm. All right, let's go to the phones here. We're going to start with Layla in Ontario. Aloha, Layla. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, it's the talk of whether Trump will be reelected in 2020. I think he's already disqualified himself. He's shown himself to be a liar, a coward, and just completely untrustworthy. I don't know why anybody would even consider him a viable candidate in 2020. We don't know yet what the options are. However, if we're talking about the United States crumbling, then maybe it is time for regions of the U.S. to start thinking about self-governance and releasing themselves from the tyranny of an oversized, overly paid, bloated federal government that is totally unaccountable and is subject to corruption from outside. The only way, I mean, you can always tell what your neighbor is doing, but you can't tell what the guy in the city is doing. When things get too large, they become completely unmanageable by the individual. If individual life or individual thoughts still have any value besides serving some greedy, bloated toad somewhere in the world, then it's time for people to stand up and say, I am not a slave. I am not mute. I am not dumb. And I'm certainly not going to be fooled again by someone who reads a script as though he were still playing a reality show. That's just my opinion. And I think the same applies to Canada. We've allowed ourselves to be fooled. I didn't. I didn't vote for that thing that calls itself a prime minister. But we've lost all our social values. We've lost our individuality. We've lost our rights. And we forfeited them. We abdicated. We resigned our rights by not exercising them. And the longer we go with it, the more we sit in our corner and whine and complain, the more it's going to be irreversible. But the last thing we need is another Trump. I mean, if he failed now, if he had acted immediately as a president, he would have won respect. There's no Chuck Schumer, why should he not try and harass Trump? Trump has shown that there are no consequences. I say, go for it. Bring down Trump. That's before the U.S. crumbles. Bring down the fool that fooled us. So I think
First of all, let's back up here a little bit. Let's back up here a little bit. Trump is a liar. Show me a politician who isn't. Trump a coward. Yeah. Show me any politician who isn't. You know, Trump is, unfortunately, he has, fit right in with the Washington, D.C. establishment. And you're absolutely correct. This country was not supposed to have a strong central government. It was supposed to be a league of separate sovereign states, and the central government existed only to arbitrate amongst them. You know, anytime you get a government, it always wants more power and more money and more control. And that's true for every nation or empire on earth throughout history. And it has gone on way too far here. Now, as far as Trump himself is concerned, as I've said before, unless Hillary is the Democratic candidate again in 2020, I'm finding myself having a very hard time whipping up any enthusiasm for supporting Donald Trump, given that he has basically turned his back on the very independent media who helped him win his office. And I think one of the biggest examples of that, of course, is Julian Assange, because it was WikiLeaks' release of those leaked emails from the DNC servers that really was a hammer blow to the Hillary campaign there just before the general election. I mean, Trump, you know, I hope will be getting out his pardon pen as soon as the charges are, whatever charges they are, issued against Assange here. And there's a good reason for the Democrats to go along with that. Because, again, as I said earlier in the show, it's going to be hard to sell to the American people why it's necessary to charge Julian Assange under Title 18 at the same time we let Hillary Clinton walk free.
Well, it shouldn't even take charges to actually be brought forward. Trump should have spoken up long ago about the decency of someone like Assange and the torture he's been through, being trapped inside the Ecuadorian embassy, constantly having the sword of Damocles hanging over his head. That should not have gone on. But even so, it is time, maybe, to go back to the beginning. You know when you lose your path? You hope that you've left enough of a trail that you can find your way back. And we can easily find our way back. The problem is, that there is now so many cleavages or fractures within the American populist demographics, it's going to be impossible to find any unity. We've got ethnic groups or, religious groups that have broken up into almost fort-like enclaves. It's going to be very hard to find the homogeneity that once existed and thus a consensus. So Trump has let it go too far. And for that, he should be punished.
Let's be fair. The divisiveness in our society was coming from the identity politics on the left. They profit by the divide and conquer approach, to electioneering and campaigning. So
I still think that people get the government they deserve. When they accepted George Bush Sr. and Baby Bush, and then they accepted 8 years of Obama and actually called him having articulate or eloquent as having oratorial skills. I mean, he's got the most ridiculous delivery. But anyway, 8 years of Obama really finished it, put the nail on it, and everybody just sat back and let it all happen. And I also refer to what has happened with Israel. While everyone else is being forced to take in migrants, Israel is exempt. They can actually round up the Africans, put them in barbed wire prisons, and then get rid of them quietly. Israel is excused, which, of course, brings us to the question of who's coordinating all of this. Obviously, Israel. So the time has come. For 70 years, people like my kind of people talked about the corruption coming out of Israel and how it gained its power illegally, illegitimately, but it manipulated. People keep referring to the allies who sanctioned Israel and gave it that land. That is its deed. Well, the allies were illegitimate because they seized power by military might. So the very League of Nations was illegitimate. The creation of the United Nations as an outgrowth of the League of Nations is illegitimate and should have been chased out of the U.S. long ago. Now we were given the Earth Charter when that was introduced by Mikhail Gorbachev and his Canadian buddy, Maurice Strong, who was the puppet of Paul Desmarais and Paul Martin Jr., who when he had a steamship company, always flew foreign flags so he would not have to pay taxes in Canada. So they're all basically one. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. That boundary between Canada and the U.S. is fraudulent. They're all basically the same ideological group serving one another and using one another. So here we are, stuck in a mess. What do we do? We're still toying with the superficial. Are we going to accept Trump as a candidate, depending on who there is no Democratic Party. There is no Republican Party. There's one global ideological power, whoever that is, and it has somehow put Soros up front. Whether or not he is actually the mastermind, I doubt that very much. But still, are we?
Well, he's definitely one of the major players. I mean, if you go back and look at Soros interviews over the last several years, he's definitely very much on board with these ideas about globalism and no borders and one world government, one world bank.
Yep, he's
and
a spokesman.
It's hardly a new idea. People have been talking about this for a long time. Even George Herbert Walker Bush, in his speeches, was talking about the emergence of a new world order. So they've been working on this for a while. Anyway, listen, Layla, gotta let you go.
We've had plenty of warning. And I will leave it at that. Thank you, Mike.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Eric. We got callers waiting on the line. We're going to switch over to Keith Rogers in Montana. Aloha, Keith. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I just want to mention there, Mike, I noticed that from over in Syria, there's a lot of U.S. naval movement as well as Russian naval movement into the ports over there. So I'm not sure if they're going to do another one of these stupid, dirty stunts like that, because it doesn't seem like the U.S. wants to back off on anything.
Well, they're having to back off. They're trying to look for a way they can get out of Afghanistan without it looking like, you know, they're getting kicked out. And they may be looking for an exit strategy from Syria as well as Yemen, because now the focus is on Iran. And I think the United States has finally realized they can't continue to spread themselves this thin across so many different countries at the same time.
Yeah, you know what gets me about this whole, Mike, though, is that when you have Trump talking about, and I don't care which politician it is, but when you specifically have Trump talk about, you know, either getting out of the World Trade Organization, NAFTA, all the tariffs, the sanctions, dropping from the Human Rights Organization, threatening to arrest ICC judges there. I mean, this is a rogue government, and it's backed by both parties.
Yep.
So,
I mean, just looking back at the midterm elections, you know, the government has gone outlaw. Neither party are interested in what the law has to say. They're not enforcing laws. They're just doing what they want to do, what's going to put more money in their pockets.
Well, it's like I've always commented, Mike, you can be pulled over for probable cause because your license plate illuminator is out, and they always escalate that trying to do some phishing, as well as the cops illegally identifying the passengers of the vehicle without articulating the crime. Meanwhile, yep. We have congressmen and senators that are unlawfully arming drug cartels, paramilitary groups over in the Middle East, Africa, and everything like that. And these guys are eating steak and lobster, and yet we're the criminals.
Yes.
So, anyway, yeah, okay?
It's not so much that we're criminals. You know, we're the part that has to be controlled, and that's really what it's all about. When governments become more tyrannical, they have to exert more control over their population to keep us in our place, to keep us productive, to keep us working and pouring more money into their pockets in the war machine, and rigging the elections to disenfranchise us as part of that process.
Yeah, speaking of that, did you read that email I sent you about there, I fixed it?
I don't recall if I got that.
If you get a chance, if you get a good chance, it's a summary on the U.S. relations with Cuba, and I put the original post on the left hand side is what was from the State Department, and then I what do you call it? Post.
Oh yes, I did see that. I did see that. Yes.
Talk about the sheer hypocrisy. You know that Cuba has access to the internet, that they have freedom of speech, all this, you know.
Yeah, it is insane that, you know, they botched Cuba in terms of foreign policy. They botched Cuba. It's now back basically buddy buddy with Russia, and it was kind of interesting this morning to watch President Trump again before he took off for Florida was trying to explain why the United States is not going to make a big deal over Khashoggi's death relative to Saudi Arabia, because, hey, they're buying weapons from us, they're selling us oil, they're doing business with us, and that's really much more important. And that, you know, if we make a big stink about Khashoggi's death, well, Saudi Arabia is just going to go buy what they need from Russia and China. And so he's trying to make a very reasonable sounding argument that commerce has to trump human rights, which we know in the real world it always has. But there may be some other developments over there in Saudi Arabia anyway.
Yeah, but on the cusp of that, though, Mike, you have, like during Iraq, where the United States deliberately targeted Al Jazeera. We have Israel shooting journalists. I mean, and then, of course, we have Michael Hastings, and we have Assange. I mean, everything is just pure doublespeak.
Yep.
So, anyway, my best to you and Claire, okay?
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to Mike in Colorado. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Okay, I really like your program. I disagree with you about 60% of the time, but I love your program. And I have to say something about that older lady. I'm assuming she's older with her. You let her go for like, what, I don't know, 3 minutes. I was going to rebuttal her. Can I go through the break, or do you want me to continue?
Well, you've still got about another minute before we have to take the break for the commercial,
okay.
So you can start now.
Look, okay, I lost my TV and my internet a few months ago, so I've been off the air and I haven't been able to listen to you. So I've gotten to NPR and the liberal stuff and other stuff. And the liberal stuff and NPR is not really that bad. They're really not that twisted. The older lady that called, where has she been? You said exactly, this is nothing new. The older lady that called and you gave her like 2 minutes, she babbled and babbled and babbled, and she's the greatest generation. Where was she in the 30s and 40s and 20s?
Mike, we got to take a break. Hang on. Don't hang up the phone. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come right back to you.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Mike in Colorado. The subject under discussion is Layla in Ontario. And Mike, to sort of bring you up to speed, she's originally from Palestine. She lived a lot of years in Israel. She's very well traveled. And the reason I let her go on is because she is very knowledgeable. And I've gotten a lot of emails from people who really like just how much she does know and how much she brings to the show. So you wanted to rebut what she was saying.
Hello. Yeah.
Yes, you're on the air.
The older lady, she's educational and she's, I guess, wisdom, full of wisdom and all this good stuff, I guess. However, where was she when she was a young girl? She has all this education, and what you said was primo. You said this is nothing new. So you let her ramble and ramble with her old age and cough and all this, and you said nothing's new.
Well, that was just today only. She normally doesn't have that cough.
No, I've heard her before. However, you just said it. You said there's nothing new. All the information that she gave you, you just said that's nothing new. Anyway.
No, that is not exactly what I said. You know, she'd come on out saying that Trump was a liar, and all I simply said was, aren't they all? And that it's a systemic issue.
That's a big surprise. Wow.
The focus on Trump, the individual, misses the larger picture that the entire government is populated by opportunists, sociopaths, liars, money junkies, whatever you want to call them.
And of course, that's nothing new. You've been negatively. You've been talking about that for, I don't know, 10 years or 5 years? So nothing is – so what you said is what she said – and you responded to her, nothing's new. Okay, so let me say something. Why don't you and Alex Jones and others say, get your monies out of the bank? I hear that nowhere. If everyone with RBN, if you said, pull your money out of the bank, every cent you got, if Alex Jones said, pull your money out of the bank, if John Stadmiller said, pull your money out of the bank, if Hadman and Hadman said, pull your money out of the bank.
Mike,
don't you think that would work?
Mike, you just told everybody you do not listen to my show because I'm constantly telling people, because of the problems with the banking system, that you should have no more money in the bank than you need to take care of your immediate obligations, and you should have the rest at home.
I've listened to you for like 4 years, and I've never heard you say, pull your money out of the bank. I've never heard Alex Jones say, pull your money out of the bank. I've never heard Hagman and Hagman say, pull your money out of the bank. I've never heard John Stadmiller say, pull your money out of the bank. If you're forward, you have music and all this stuff, all you got to say is, beginning soon, go to the bank, pull your money out of the bank. Pull your cents, your money. I mean, yeah, of course, sometimes people have to use credit cards to pay their bills.
Mike, we have to let you go. We got to do station identification, top of the hour.
Of course.
And we'll be back with hour number two after these few words.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.